The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, staying with the whole question of nights out, musicians have had to get used to performing without an audience in recent months. Some have broadcast gigs from their sitting rooms, their balconies and concert halls packed with plants. But venues have always been a movable feast in the music industry. Just this week, a former venue, the State Cinema in Phibsborough, which most recently was the home to Des Kelly Carpets, came on the market. And we see old cinema halls all over the country transformed. Stuart Clark of Hot Press joins me now to remember some such venues and the gigs that lit them up. You're very welcome, Stuart. The State Cinema, which when it was no longer a cinema became a venue for a while, the Ramones apparently played there in 1978.
September 1978, admission £3, support band The Snips, and the Ramones loved the experience so much they came back 2 years later and played the Cabra Grand Cinema. It was a cinema, then a shop, an ice rink, and as you say, Des Kelly's, and well, I imagine property. That has killed most of the venues down through the years. That actually in 1919, you know, a few years after that, the karaoke boom. I remember a lot of small venues because suddenly live music was out of vogue and you could just get a machine in and a few old guys with a few pints to sing a few songs.
Karaoke killed the rock star.
It really did. It was terrible. There was tumbleweed in rock venues for a few years.
And to some extent, other drivers of this, is it about the property market? Because we do see when you look around at some of these other old halls around the country, they do seem to end up as apartments a lot of the time.
Yeah, Sir Henry's in Cork. I did a lot of misbehaving there during the 80s and 90s. That's a apartments now. The Adelphi Cinema in Dublin, I met someone recently who was there, or they say they were, in 1963 for the Beatles. Apparently you could not hear a thing, it was all screaming. That is now the entrance to the Arnott's car park. Not even the car park, it's just a gaping hole. The Rolling Stones played there and Bob Dylan. I'd have been a frequenter of the SFX, the St Francis Xavier Hall up near Croke Park. U2, Alice in Chains, Depeche Mode, Smashing Pumpkins. For many years, no bar. We didn't care. It was rock and roll. That was knocked in 2006.
So you were throwing shapes around the SFX in those days. You didn't care.
I was dad dancing when I was in my 20s.
what is that now? Is that obviously no longer a venue.
It's 41 apartments. I was also in Galway for a while. The Warwick Hotel in Salt Hill, perhaps quite apt for an old rocker, is now a nursing home. Coldplay, New Order, David Gray played there.
And you mentioned Sir Henry's in Cork. Nirvana and Sonic Youth played there, but and they also played in a place in Dunleary that was a bingo hall.
The Top Hat Ballroom. Art Deco building, opened in 1953, was a roller disco in the 1980s, and then a rock venue. A million people apparently were there in August 1991, Sonic Youth and Nirvana, but Metallica, Patti Smith, The Clash. Then there's the Olympic Ballroom on Pleasant Street, dance nights there, and also bands like AC/DC with Bon Scott. That was really back in the day. I remember my first time seeing the Cranberry-saurus supporting They Do It With Mirrors, whatever happened to them, in Ruby's. The dingiest.
Where was Ruby's?
Nastiest basement nightclub in Limerick, in Cruises Hotel, which is now part of Cruises Street.
Ah, but you loved it. But also, the venues change, trends change, and property market can change things. But apart from before the pandemic, the live music scene in Ireland and in Dublin was good.
Well, the Three Arena was the second busiest venue in the world. We've become very sophisticated. I mean, you go to the Three Arena and the second you arrive, they're taking money out of your pocket. Not literally, but it's all about making money. I remember seeing Sir Henry's in the daylight, all sorts of exotic flora and fauna and running streams. And the great thing, in a way, if you ran a venue back in the 80s was people didn't mind if the carpet was sticky. If it stunk, it was kind of a real rock and roll smell.
They expected it.
People rebelled if you did it up. So rather than nightclubs being refurbished every sort of year or two, you could leave a rock venue for 25 years and it was fine.
Okay, well, Stuart Clark of Hot Press, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.